The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, Christ mentions a daily cross. Not a once-in-a-lifetime cross, not a cross on our walls, on our churches, on our countless cathedrals around the world, but a daily cross for you and I. It's no accident that this gospel appears today during Lent. Throughout this season, and indeed throughout our lives, we will come upon crosses that are easily and readily identifiable, large ones. But what about the small crosses of our lives? The rude customer at the store, the bad driver on the highway, the angry boss, the loud neighbor, the child throwing a tantrum. Not every cross is as large as Christ's or the martyrs, but every cross is meant to be taken up daily. My brothers and sisters, it's important then that we take up our cross daily, the cross of patience, the cross of charity, the cross of hospitality. Christ has taken up his cross and has given us the command to pick up our own. And yet, we are not alone with these daily crosses, for Christ himself carries them with us.